Will you go wherever he leads? I think y'all are in Bible study, right? Y'all in Bible study? We're going to get the LeBeaus. We've met with them. They've come here long enough. They want to attend here. Can you believe that? We're so thankful for that. Thank the Lord. And I'm going to try to be teaching them a Bible study. And what I like is they want to go wherever he leads. They said, well, what you want to do? If you take a Bible study, you need to open up. There's no need to study if you're not going to open up. As Search for Truth says, one of the first words in Search for Truth says, open your heart when you open your Bible. Hallelujah. Well, I got a life lesson that ought to help all of you. It helped me and it'll help you. Let's stand and go to 2 Corinthians 10 and 9 through 13. If you're in need for a word from the Lord, this is the best place to get it. 2 Corinthians 10 and 9, Paul writes a second letter to this church. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. See, he's if you read Paul's writings, you think he's mad. You think he's upset. And in some places he probably is. But he said, I'm not trying to terrify you by letters. For his letters say, now this is what they're saying. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. And his speech is contemptible. You know, he's not the man that he says he is in these letters. Just wait till you see him. He's nothing like he talks. So Paul replies. He said, let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. You just be there when I show up. For we dare not make ourselves of the number of the echelon of the high up people who say one thing and do something else. Or, see, we dare not make ourselves or compare ourselves with some that condemn themselves or commend themselves, people that build themselves up. See, Paul was of the strictest Pharisee, but he had been converted. So we're not one of those that commend ourselves. But by measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Those that do these two things are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. I want to talk tonight and teach you from this title, Healthy Comparisons. Healthy Comparisons. Lord, I'm thankful for your word tonight. I'm thankful for your spirit. I'm thankful for those that are coming and those that have taken Bible study, Lord, that want to grow in you. And Lord, any time there is a desire to grow, you said, just ask. For if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and abradeth not. Be with us tonight as we teach your word and sink it into their hearts and their minds. They can use it as soon as they walk out of here. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Healthy comparisons. They're also helping comparisons. Jesus used parables to talk to people. He would say, for the kingdom of God is like unto a net that is cast into the sea. And he would compare the kingdom of God to that. The kingdom of God is like a merchant man who's seeking great pearls, who finds the pearl of great price. He sells out all of his little pearls and says, I'll buy that field for that one pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is like unto so many things, and he would give you a healthy comparison to open up your eyes to what the kingdom of God was like. He would take the physical and the fleshly and compare it then to the spiritual. You go, oh, I see that now. And when we make these comparisons, that, you know, anytime you make a comparison, I want you to think with me tonight. We live a life of making comparisons. Oh, yes, we do. And so when you make comparisons, they are either healthy or they are unhealthy. They either comparisons that build something up or there are comparisons that tear something down. And we live a life of comparisons. I don't think there's any instrument we use more than comparisons. We constantly use comparisons in our lives, even as from a child growing up and even into adulthood. And I've heard it said that if you want to change a child's behavior, then work on the other child. There you go. There's a teacher sitting right there. If I want to change this child's behavior, let me work with the one I can change. And then when that one sees this one, he goes, I want to be like that. I want to do that. And so you change that one by changing this one. And so you notice when we baptize, I have these kids come up. They come running up there. I want them to see. And as soon as I baptize one, I assure you, you watch. There's three of them standing here saying, I won't be baptized. I won't be baptized. Because I change one, now they won't be changed. You wait till these kids start getting the Holy Ghost around here. Then all of a sudden, the other one's going to want the Holy Ghost. Now, you notice I don't go dunk them real quick because I tell them we got to teach you. We don't want to just get you wet. We want to teach you about what the purpose of this is. And just because one goes down doesn't mean that you're ready. But I want you to get ready. And so things are changed. People are changed because they compare their lives to somebody else's lives. And there are healthy comparisons that helps us grow, and there's comparisons that are destructive. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about Paul in his second letter to the church of Corinth. He's defending his own character. How many ever had to defend your own character? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. They said, what about me? You know, defending your own character can be tough because sometimes you defend your own character, you dig a hole. And you make yourself look worse than if you just let it go. When you seem to not care, it's usually... You know, liars always argue, saying, you calling me a liar? They always argue with you when they're liars. They know they are, but they're going to argue with you. But when you're not a liar, you just, perhaps you want to think about me. I don't care. And so we have to be careful that we, even when we defend ourselves, that we defend it in a godly way. So Paul gets this, he hears of this thing going on and how they say, oh, he's weighty with words and boy, his letters are terrify you. And he said, I'm not trying to terrify you. I'm not trying to put you in shame or anything like this. He said, but wait till you see him. He's just a little old punk. He's just a weakling. He's not as big and bold as he says he is. He said, you just be there when I get there. I'll show you. Because he said, I don't come with enticing words of men's wisdom, but I come with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And there's nothing more powerful than that on earth. When the Holy Ghost starts working, you can't stop it. I don't care who you are. It'll drive the witches out of town. Hallelujah. And so he said, for his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech is contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such we will be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not, and here's where I'm going to go tonight, for we dare not make ourselves of that number, nor do I compare myself as one that commends themselves. But measuring themselves. See, I looked at Brother LeBeau tonight. Now, if I said I'm tall and he stood by me, you'd say, you're a liar. But if I brought somebody else here, it was real short, you know, and full grown, but real short, you say, he's tall. So we dare not, he said, compare ourselves so that we don't say, I'm Paul and I'm Apollos. He said, no. In this you're not wise. Did Paul die for you? Did Apollos die for you? He said, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it's God who gave. Don't compare yourselves to other preachers and other people and other saints. He said, in this you're not wise. That's one of the worst things you can do, and yet we do it all day long. Is this okay, Brother Johnson? Okay. So Paul quickly defends this unhealthy comparison, and He's just saying, look, just wait till I get there. And boy, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm just struggling with it. If you ever say you're just like your mother, sorry, Mom, I'm just making, you're just like your daddy. You know, you're just like your brother. Yeah. You see, when you start making those kind of comparisons, some feelings, see, that comparison is meant to destroy someone. It is meant to tear someone down and not to build them up. And I'm talking about healthy comparisons, and I'm talking about unhealthy comparisons tonight. And so we have to be careful when my wife cooks chicken dumplings. She used to cook chicken dumplings. We buy them now, but she's got, but you know, I could have said, I'm not saying it's true, you understand, Sister Baggy. I could have said, my mama makes the best chicken and dumplings. Lord, and I'm eating yours, you know, and my mama makes the best. That gravy and those dumplings would melt in your mouth. You know what she'd say? You know what she'd say? Well, why don't you go get your mama to make them for you? She taught you how that's why they were so good and melted in my mouth and all of that. Hallelujah. But you see, that's an unhealthy comparison. To compare one person to another person, they're not the same person. And you tear this other person down by trying to elevate this other one and squish this one. My. So unhealthy comparisons cause wounds and things that takes a while to heal. And so he says, don't measure yourself by somebody else or compare yourself by somebody else. I remember a day when I'd work with my daddy in the garden. I didn't work long, but I worked with Ho a little while. And he'd say, after a while, I said, I got to sit down. I said, Daddy, you okay? What you tired for? You know, I was about 15. I had the energy, and I didn't need one of them five-hour drinks neither. And I was ready to hoe. What you sitting down? He said, I'll be all right in a minute. He said, I'll get up. Now, I got to sit down. I got to sit down. You see, it'll be you one of these days. That's not a healthy comparison to criticize somebody else when later on it's going to be you. Hallelujah. Is this okay? Good. Lock the doors, Brother Charlie. It's going to get worse. The health of everything is based upon comparisons. When you go and get a blood test done, and they send you back the results. They give you some numbers, and then they give you two other sets of numbers, and it's called a range. And you look at your cholesterol, and it's between this and this. Oh, I'm good. Look at your triglycerides. I'm good. And you look at your platelets, and it's like, that's not good. No wonder I've been feeling bad. You see, they're trying to show you the range that you have for this comparison. And if you get too far this way and you get too far that way, it's damaging. It's too high. It's too low. But, you know, when we compare things in life, be reasonable what you make the comparison about. Lest you hurt somebody on this side. You hurt somebody. And you know what happens when you do that? You hurt yourself. You hurt yourself when you do that. Healthy comparisons. Healthy. When David killed Goliath, he went out there with no sword, no spear. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And all these other cats that were warriors and Saul, King Saul, they were shaken. Saul even tried to talk David into using his arm. He said, I haven't proven that. I'll just go out with a rag and a rock in the name of Jesus because I've done this and I know that. He's helped me with the lion and the bear. So that wasn't a healthy comparison. Why don't you try my armor on? Why would I want to try your armor on? I've never proven that. It may work for you, but it's not going to work for me. So if he'd have went out there with that, the book would read different. But then after he took what he had confidence in was God and his ability to help him with what he had already practiced, and that's a whole nother message, and he throws a rock and kills a giant. One man. He comes back to town, and there's some ladies that that sees David coming. Deliverance was theirs. The victory was theirs. The Philistines was on the run. And he had killed one man. And the ladies get out with some tambourines. And they go to shaking the tambourines in the streets and dancing. And they say, for Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000. He killed one man. The Bible says when Saul heard that comparison, he said to David, they have ascribed 10,000, but to me, they only ascribed 1,000. And what more could he have than my seat in the kingdom? And the Bible says he eyed him from that day forward. That's what happens with unfair comparisons. That's what happens with unhealthy comparisons, is it causes someone to see you different than they saw you yesterday. It wasn't David singing the song. You see, it wasn't David out there saying, I've killed my 10,000 with one man, one rock. Oh, I'm anointed. It wasn't him that was doing that. It was somebody else, but it got to the king. And now, are you ready for this? The one he invited in, now he wants to fight. The very one, he said, well, why don't you come stay with me and come into the kingdom? Tell your daddy and your mama that you got a place in the palace now. And Jonathan's giving him his clothes. But when he heard that comparison, he said, I'm going to kill that dude. And he took a javelin and tried to kill the man he invited. Has anybody ever invited you into your life and then fought you? Invite and fight. Oh, it's quiet now. When comparisons are made, the fighting is on. And as soon as he heard that, he eyed him and he saw him different. What more could he want than my place? Everybody knows I'm tall, I'm big, I'm strong. He's just a little old shepherd boy. And now they're dancing. And I've risked my life hundreds of times and him one time. And you get to thinking all these things. Are y'all still with me? Unhealthy. Unhealthy. So he was angry at David. And it wasn't even David that made the comparison. And so we have to be careful that we don't compare ourselves to anybody but ourselves. I like what Popeye said. I am what I am, and that's all I am. However, how he laughed. That's what I am. Now, either you like who I am, or go find another I am. I don't know, but this is who I am. And you can't compare me to somebody else because I am. Oh, I don't want to get too far ahead because there's a God called I am. I am. So as your pastor, you know, I try to please people as best I can, but I don't hold much punches. You know that. I don't try to, I'm like Paul, I don't try to hurt anybody's feelings, but Lord, I got to answer to him. I got to answer to him. And so I just, you know, sometimes I have to say things that I don't really want to say. And, you know, some people trickle on some other place. And it's amazing. I have to not get hurt. I have to not get hurt. There's been many cards and letters that I got from people of how much they love me and appreciate me that now I don't know what to do with those cards and letters. What do I do with them? Because they wouldn't rewrite that again, you know? So be careful when you write something that you mean it. Hallelujah. And so many times what happens, people go, they make an unhealthy, you know, you can make unhealthy comparison among a lot of things. This country, for example. So one guy came in, and I know a lot of y'all run the country down. You don't like, but go move to Yugoslavia. Why don't you go live in Australia? You're still living here because it's still the best country in the world. I'd clap my hands to that. It's still the best country in the world. We're all going down, but I'm still on the top. Hallelujah. It's an unhealthy comparison. Even generations, to compare this generation to another generation, to another generation, it's unhealthy. It's not the same generation. It's a different generation. We live in a different day. Even to compare other churches among ourselves. We have a lot of churches here. And as your pastor, I have to take a lot of punches. You don't know that, but I do. I take lots of punches. Well, Brother Baggett, we're going to leave because, and like one man told me, he said, those people over here where he went, he said, they know how to worship. I said, well, I'm doing the best I can. I'm just being me. I'm sorry. I can't make happen what I don't do. I'm just a teacher. This is all I do. I'm sorry. So he go chase that. He's not even in church now. He doesn't go at all. You got to be careful when you make unfair comparisons. I am what I am, and you are what you are. Hallelujah. This church is what it is. Hallelujah. And you can go chase something else and find out it don't have it all either. So many times in church and life and marriage and you name it, they go chase the one thing they want the most. They go chase that and forsake the other 90% that's keeping them alive. Because they're chasing that one thing they think they're missing. No one has it all together. Nobody but Jesus had it all together. Paul said, when I would do good, evil's always, he didn't have it together. Hallelujah. Page 2. The Bible says that godliness plus contentment is what? Great gain. It's positive. It's a plus. It's profitable. And if you will just be content with what you have and put godliness with it, I promise you it all works out. It'll be a gain and not a loss. But if you don't have contentment and you don't have godliness, it's a minus. It is devastating. And too many people define success by someone else. I'm saying some good stuff here. They define, if I could just be like, if I just had, and they're comparing what they want, someone else's success, to themselves. But don't compare your success in business, in marriage, in lifestyle, in money, in education, or anything else in this world, or even in the spirit world, to someone else. You are you, and you are where you are. Hallelujah. You may want to do better, you may want to get better, but quit comparing it to somebody else. He said, this is not wise. Now, I got a good one-liner for you to remember. Success. Success is when you compare yourself to yourself and not others. You can have success when you say, I'm further along than I was. I'm better now than I was. And you're moving up. That's success. But if you look at somebody way up there, you say, I'll never get there. But the success is moving forward. The success is you're going someplace. You quit worrying about them. Paul said we run a race, not a chase. Quit chasing somebody else and what they're doing and how they're successful. This is a race, and we all have to finish the race. And if you start chasing each other and chasing what someone else has,